This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, an interview with the biggest film star in the world. The name might surprise you. But first, Europe is home to one quarter of the world's Catholics. But the Catholic Church in Europe, much more than in the Americas or Asia, has been plagued by falling membership. While the number of practicing European Catholics has decreased in the last three decades, the continent's Muslim population has increased, with massive immigration from places like North Africa and Turkey. And some say the Catholic Church in Europe is now threatened by the growth of Islam. Eleanor Beardsley has this report from Paris.
Paris's Saint-Sulpice church bells call the faithful to Mass each weekday at noon. But there are probably more Da Vinci Code tourists than worshippers in the church today. During the last 30 years, many Western European Catholics left the church, citing its inability to adapt to the needs of modern society. At the same time, immigration from Muslim countries continued unabated, bringing those with a more fervent embrace of their faith. In France, the number of practicing Catholics has dropped to 10%, and Islam has become the nation's second religion. Philosopher and religious scholar Frédéric Lenoir says that while Islam's emergence took many by surprise, it is fantasy to think it is a threat to the Catholic Church.
La population de musulmans pratiquants reste très minoritaire en Europe.
The number of practicing Muslims in Europe is still very low, and most Muslims are secular, like Europeans. But what we're seeing now is a resurgence of the Catholic Church, and I think it's related to Islam. Catholics saw Muslims showing their faith openly, and that provoked a reaction in Catholics who said, "Hey, we're here too." So I'd say Islam's presence has had the effect of re-stimulating Catholicism rather than diminishing it.
One of the priests at Saint-Sulpice, Father Paul Romanet, believes the biggest impact of the two religions living side by side on the European continent will be on Islam, not Catholicism.
Islam will certainly have a big place in our countries, but I think it's going to lead Islam to re-examine itself and some of its totalitarian practices. Western-style democracy has made the Church do some soul-searching, and it will leave its mark on Islam too.
Only a third of France's 5 million Muslims practice their religion, and officially the Islam preached here is moderate and respectful of the values of French democratic society. Imams in France are required by law to take courses in civics, history, and the French language. Here at Paris's largest mosque, the call to prayer is sung in a courtyard, not broadcast over loudspeakers, so as not to disturb the neighborhood.
We are European citizens, and Islam is a European religion.
Tariq Ramadan is a professor of Islamic studies based in Switzerland. He says Muslims were disappointed by a lack of support from the French Catholic Church when the government banned the wearing of Muslim headscarves and other religious symbols in state schools last year. But generally, he thinks the relationship between Europe's Muslims and Catholics is a good one.
During the last 15 years, what we had is a dynamic of dialogue and mutual knowledge and understanding. We had an input coming from the Vatican promoting that kind of dialogue.
The lowering of the French flag to half-staff after the Pope's death sparked controversy here. Some said the move was a violation of France's strict separation of church and state. Still, the complaints came from members of the opposition Socialist Party and not French Muslims. At Saint-Sulpice, worshippers say the overwhelming response of French and European Catholics to the Pope's death shows the church is on its way back. Practicing Catholic Pauline Hervé says she no longer feels out of place as a regular churchgoer.
I think there's been an extraordinary revival, especially among young people. Lots of young people are now working with monasteries or they've joined evening prayer groups and things like that.
Religious scholar Frédéric Lenoir says the biggest challenge for the future of the Catholic Church in Europe won't be Islam, but its own doctrine. European Catholics, he says, may not stay with a church they cannot relate to and are expecting to see some evolution on issues like women's rights, abortion, homosexuality, and divorce. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.